This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Well, we're just entering the spring season, but GSI is already thinking ahead to fall and harvest time. According to GSI, farm families and their neighbors are all too familiar with the loud noise of portable grain dryers. GSI, however, has introduced a new quiet dryer that promises to provide noise relief this fall, according to Jared Wendt, the GSI Grain Conditioning Engineering Manager.
Well, this new GSI quiet dryer cuts the noise level by 50% compared to standard portable dryers with vane axial fans without having to sacrifice any grain quality, capacity, or performance. Besides being quieter, it also offers a softer, more pleasing sound compared to the high-pitched sound of axial fan dryers that can carry on for miles and miles across the countryside. It is also quieter and more energy efficient than dryers with centrifugal fans, which use twice as much horsepower to deliver that same amount of air.
In the next soundbite you'll hear, Jared's voice can't be heard over a vane axial fan model, but can be heard over the quiet dryer. Jared says there are other portable dryers, but they come with drawbacks.
There are other portable dryers that offer reduced noise, but often by sacrificing efficiency and capacity. You can also add a noise suppressor system to portable dryers, but many farmers find these objectionable from an aesthetic standpoint. The GSI quiet dryer fan is based on the technology of our powerful but quieter commercial tower dryers. It has fewer blades, a less open design, and heavier duty construction to deliver the reduced noise.
And according to Jared, the GSI quiet dryer will be offered in 12-foot through 26-foot single heater, single module versions, and is planned for expansion in 2018. If you'd like more information, you can contact GSI or visit grainsystems.com. Well, in other news, if you're a chicken owner or are interested in learning more about poultry or acquiring your own, Hamel Co-op has a workshop that you should attend. General Manager Amy Rozier says it's open to the public and is happening this Saturday.
It is. It's my favorite time of year, and it's a sure sign that spring is here or almost here when you hear the little baby chicks chirping in the store. So it's a fun time of year for us.
Well, I think a lot of people enjoy that. I know I do myself. As far as types of chickens that people can be ordering, I'm sure there are all types of varieties, but I know it's also not just limited to chickens. You can order other types of birds.
Yeah, definitely. Turkeys, guineas, geese, ducks, quail, and you name it, we can probably order it. I've ordered some peafowl in the past, so we've had a little bit of everything here at the store.
Is there a certain deadline that people need to get orders in by, or how long are you offering the chick days?
Chick days for us, we do run through May. We do get some June and July orders for some people who are wanting turkeys for Thanksgiving and Christmas, and then we have some people that do a fall meat bird order as well. So chicks, we can order, you know, pretty much spring, summer, and fall. Winter, it gets a little slim. We can't order chicks, but the other seasons of the year, we can definitely order stuff from. As far as availability, it depends on the breed. The later in the season that you get, it's pretty much just your production egg layers that you can order and meat birds. Because some of the more exotic stuff is not available later in the year.
And I know I've talked to you about this before, and I'm forgetting the name, but you do use a specific hatchery to order your chickens and all the other birds from.
Yeah, we actually order two different hatcheries. We've had last year Cackle Hatchery we used in Lebanon, Missouri. We've used them ever since we started doing chick days. They had a few instances where they were sold out, so we started using Mount Healthy Hatchery in Ohio, and we've had a lot of good luck with them. And a couple times during the year, we get an order in for McMurray, just some more exotic stuff that some of the other hatcheries don't handle.
Okay, well, sounds great. To go along with the chick days, you are offering a workshop for chicken owners, so tell us some of the details about that.
Yeah, this year we're changing it up a little. We're calling it a poultry owner's workshop because, like you said, it's not just about chickens. We are going to have our Purina rep, Jenna Pohl, is going to be here to talk about poultry nutrition. Taylor Gray, our feed specialist. She's going to talk about chicken safety. And good Lord willing, one of our vets will be attending as long as they don't have a farm call that morning. I know last year we ran into a problem where they had an emergency farm call the morning they were of our chicken owners workshop, so they were not able to attend. So we should have a vet coming to talk about some deworming tips and just different things for your chickens to keep them happy and healthy.
Well, sounds great. And what day and time is that all happening?
That is going to be on Saturday, March 18th. It's here at the Hamel Co-op. We have it out in our feed shed. It's from 10 a.m. to noon.
And would you prefer that people RSVP just so you can get sort of a head count?
We do appreciate when they do RSVP. That way we have enough seating set up because we do it here at the store. We set up straw bales and hay bales out in the shed, and that way we also have enough refreshments on hand for everyone that is attending.
Okay, well, we'll make sure that people give you a call ahead of time. Amy, how is chicken business for you at the co-op? Maybe, I know you're kind of just getting started in with the chick days, but has it been pretty strong the last couple of years or picked up at all?
Definitely has. Back in 2005 or 2008, I started selling baby chicks, and it's grown tremendously from there. We never really registered chicken as a separate, poultry as a separate entity in our business whenever I first started, and now it's actually our number two selling feed behind cattle. So chicken and poultry have just exploded in the past several years.
Do you have a lot of varieties of feed on hand, or will you be willing to, say, order them? I know you work with Purina pretty closely if someone would need a specific feed.
Yeah, we tend to floor stock all of their lines. We also floor stock their organic lines, so we'll have all the starter growers, layers, flock raiser. We stock a lot of the game bird feeds. Since our chicken business has grown so much, we do keep a lot of more poultry products and things on hand.
All right. Well, Amy, if you don't mind, again, the details of your workshop and a phone number so people can RSVP ahead of time.
You bet. It is going to be on Saturday, March 18th, here at Hamel Co-op. We're located at 121 North Old U.S. Route 66 in Hamel. It's going to be from 10 a.m. to noon. Our speakers will start about 10, and they always leave a little time at the end for question and answer period. It's for experienced chicken owners, beginning chicken owners, turkey, ducks, geese, any kind of poultry that you own, you're welcome to attend. It's open to the public. You can RSVP at 618-633-2215.
Thank you, Amy. And that phone number one more time is 618-633-2215. And that does it for this morning's WSMI Farm Show. I'm Katie Wilson.